Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies with one day left for campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Election Commission dismisses allegations by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge on delay in release of voter turnout data. 12 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. Telecom Department directs service providers to block over 28,000 mobile handsets involved in cyber crimes. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Gujarat Titans and Chennai Super Kings at Ahmedabad. Campaigning has intensified for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Only one day is left for the campaigning to end. Polling in this phase will take place on Monday. Leaders of various political parties are touring states and holding back-to-back rallies to woo the voters. Prime Minister and BJP senior leader Narendra Modi campaigned at Narayanpet and Hyderabad in Telangana today, addressing an election rally at Narayanpet of Mehboobnagar Lok Sabha constituency. He said the current elections are for the sake of the future of the country. He alleged that both the Congress and the Bharat Rashtra Samiti are corrupt and the Congress has failed to implement its assurances to the people. He also alleged that the Congress is trying to divide the people and divert reservation to the minorities on the basis of religion.
Congress party manasikta se hi Hindu virodhi hai. Jab BC community ke arakshan ki baat aayi, to Congress ne uska pura virodh kiya tha. Aur ab Congress एससी एसटी बीसी के रिजर्वेशन को रिलीजन के आधार पर मुस्लिमों को देने में जुटी है.
Earlier in the day, he addressed a rally at Nandurbar in Maharashtra. The Prime Minister is now on a two-day campaign trail in Odisha. He is currently holding a grand roadshow at Bhubaneswar. Senior BJP leader Amit Shah campaigned in West Bengal. He addressed a public meeting at Ranaghat. Senior party leader also campaigned in Jharkhand. He addressed an election meeting in favour of the party candidate at Khachari Ground in Khunti. He slammed the India alliance, saying this opportunistic alliance did not do anything for the welfare of the tribals.
वो कांग्रेस पार्टी सालों तक झारखंड की रत्ना को रोक कर रखी. झारखंड राज्य कब बना?
जब अटल जी देश के प्रधानमंत्री बने, अटल जी ने हमारे झारखंड को बनाने का काम किया.
On the other hand, senior party leader and defence minister Rajnath Singh addressed a public meeting in Dumka. He also led a roadshow in Godal. In Uttar Pradesh, today was a day of high-voltage campaigning. For the first time during the election campaign, Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav and former Congress President Rahul Gandhi addressed political rallies jointly. In Kannauj, both the leaders attacked the BJP. Akhilesh Yadav said the Saffron Party wants to change the constitution.
ये सरकार हमारे आपकी जान के पीछे पड़ी है. वही सरकार संविधान को भी बदलना चाहती है. इसलिए सावधान हो के नहीं हो. अगर ये संविधान बदलना चाहोगे तो इन्हें बदलोगे कि नहीं बदलोगे? जो संविधान बदलना चाहते हैं उसको ये जनता बदलने का काम.
Former Congress President Rahul Gandhi in his address said the Congress party will give financial assistance to farmers until they rise above the poverty line. He claimed the INDI alliance will emerge stronger in the state.
मैं आपको लिख के दे रहा हूं, उत्तर प्रदेश में इंडिया गठबंधन का तूफान आ रहा है. आप लिख के ले लो. यहाँ पे बीजेपी की सबसे बड़ी, देश में सबसे बड़ी हार उत्तर प्रदेश में होने जा रही है. लिख के ले लो.
Both leaders jointly addressed another rally in Kanpur district. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister of the state Yogi Adityanath came down heavily on the Samajwadi Party during a rally in Gorakhpur. He addressed another political rally in Bahraj. Begusarai parliamentary constituency of Bihar will go to polls along with four other seats of Darbhanga, Samastipur, Ujjiarpur and Munger on Monday in the fourth phase of Lok Sabha elections. Famous as the land of Rashtrakavi Ramdhari Singh Dinkar, Begusarai has seen several ups and downs as electorates have changed their mood while selecting their representative from this seat. Our correspondent reports around 22 lakh voters will decide the electoral fortunes of 10 candidates from Begusarai Lok Sabha constituency.
On Begusarai seat, the main contest is likely to take place between NDA and Grand Alliance. BJP has fielded sitting MP and Union Minister Giriraj Singh, and on the other hand, the Grand Alliance has given ticket to CPI nominee Avadhesh Rai, a three times MLA from Bachwara Assembly constituency. In the 2019 Lok Sabha elections, Giriraj Singh had defeated CPI candidate and former JNU Students Union President Kanhaiya Kumar from this seat with a huge margin of more than 4 lakh votes. If we see the present political equations, then the BJP, CPI and RJD each have two seats, while one seat has been held by the JDU. The results since 2004 say the electorates of Begusarai change their representative in every parliamentary election.
The Election Commission has dismissed the allegation raised by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge about the mismanagement and delay in release of voter turnout data. In a letter to the Congress President, the Commission said that the allegations are unwarranted, without facts, and reflective of a biased and deliberate attempt to spread confusion. He had earlier alleged discrepancies in voter turnout data released by the Commission and non-publication of registered voters in a post on social media. The poll body remarked that the trend of irresponsible statements attacking or attempting to degrade the credibility of the elections in terms of men and material by a national political party is disconcerting. It said utterances from the president of the party attacking the very credibility of the electoral steps and processes can have a negative impact on voter participation. The commission advised the Congress president to exercise caution and refrain from making such statements. Opposition parties bloc INDI Alliance delegation today met the Election Commission of India. After the meeting, Congress leader Abhishek Manu Singhvi said more than 1,500 complaints have been raised against the Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi and senior party leader Amit Shah, but no action has been taken. He also raised objection to the delay in releasing the voter percentage data. A number of candidates filed their nomination papers today. Our correspondent brings you the details.
BJP candidate from Gorakhpur Lok Sabha constituency in Uttar Pradesh, Ravi Kishan, today filed his nomination. He will face Kajal Nishad of Samajwadi Party. Uttar Pradesh Congress President Ajay Rai filed his nomination in Varanasi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is the BJP candidate from Varanasi. BJP candidate from North Kolkata seat, Tapas Roy, filed his nomination papers, while TMC candidate from Diamond Harbour seat, Abhishek Banerjee, also filed his papers today. BJP National Vice President Baijant Jaipanda today filed his nomination in Kendrapada, Odisha. Former MLA Anshuman Mohanty is the BJD candidate from the seat. BJP candidate from Dumka Lok Sabha seat, Sita Soren, also filed her nomination today. JMM has fielded MLA Nalin Soren from the seat. In Punjab, BJP candidate from Amritsar Taranjit Singh Sandhu, Congress candidate from Jalandhar Charanjit Singh Channi, Shiromani Akali Dal candidate from Patiala Narinder Kumar Sharma today filed their nomination papers. Anupam Mishra, Akashwani News, Delhi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts.
Lok Nirnay 2024, a special program on the general elections, every evening at 7
and repeat broadcast at 9:30 p.m. on Akashwani Gold.
Updates of election activities, insights from regions and constituencies, expert opinion and analysis
in the world's largest festival of democracy.
Stay tuned to Lok Prasarak Ke Saath, Lok Nirnay 2024.
Welcome back. You're listening to the news at 9. Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal was released from Tihar Jail this evening after being granted interim bail by the Supreme Court till the 1st of June in the excise policy case. The Apex Court asked the AAP chief to surrender on the 2nd of June, a day after the polling for the seven-phase Lok Sabha elections is scheduled to end. The Delhi Chief Minister had sought a release from jail to campaign for the ongoing Lok Sabha polls. The Supreme Court also pointed out the Enforcement Directorate's delay in arresting him. A bench comprising Justices Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Dutta said the Central Probe Agency had registered an enforcement case information report against Arvind Kejriwal in August 2022, but arrested him on the 21st of March this year. Aam Aadmi Party has hailed the Supreme Court's decision of granting interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal as a victory of democracy and the Constitution. Congress leader Pawan Khera also welcomed the judgment of the Supreme Court and expressed hope that the former Chief Minister of Jharkhand, Hemant Soren, will also get justice. BJP leader Manjinder Singh Sirsa said the Apex Court's judgment clearly says that Kejriwal has been granted bail only for elections and he will have to go back to jail after the first of next month. In Chhattisgarh, 12 Maoists were killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district today. The bodies of the killed Maoists have been recovered from the spot. According to senior police officials, the encounter with the Maoists took place in the forest near Pedia village in Gangalpur area when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was conducting a search operation in the area. After an encounter that lasted for about 4 hours, apart from the bodies of 12 Maoists, a large quantity of weapons and explosives have also been recovered from the area. Two security personnel have also been injured in the encounter. The Department of Telecommunications, DOT, has issued directions to telecom service providers for pan-India blocking of 28,200 mobile handsets which were misused in cyber crimes. It has also directed to carry out immediate re-verification of 20 lakh mobile connections linked to mobile handsets and disconnect them, failing re-verification. The Ministry of Home Affairs and State Police in an analysis found that these mobile handsets were misused in cyber crimes. The DOT further analysed and found that a staggering 20 lakh numbers were used with these mobile handsets. India will participate at the 77th Cannes Film Festival in France, which will be held from the 14th to the 25th of this month. The corporate Indian delegation consists of representatives from the Government of India, state governments and members of the industry who will showcase India's creative economy in the leading film market of the world. India and Moldova today signed an agreement in New Delhi on visa waiver for diplomatic and official passports. This agreement will allow holders of diplomatic and official passports of either country to travel to the other without a visa. External Affairs Ministry Secretary West Pawan Kapoor and Moldova's Ambassador Anna Taban signed the agreement. The United Nations today warned that aid for the Gaza Strip could grind to a halt as Israeli troops took their ground war with Palestinian fighters into Rafah. Israeli tanks captured the main road dividing the eastern and western sections of Rafah, which is a key aid corridor for Gaza Strip. Israel has ordered civilians out of the eastern part of Rafah, forcing tens of thousands of people to seek shelter outside the city. United Nations aid agencies said supplies were already running short and aid operations could halt within days. In IPL cricket, Gujarat Titans were 219 for 2 wickets in 19 overs against defending champions Chennai Super Kings CSK in Ahmedabad. When reports last came in, CSK won the toss and elected to field. For Gujarat, Shubman Gill scored 104 off 55 balls, while Sai Sudarshan 103 off 51 balls. For CSK, a win today will solidify their playoff hopes. However, for Gujarat Titans, nothing but a victory can keep their hopes alive. Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated Punjab Kings by 60 runs in Dharamshala last night. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Leaders of various political parties hold back-to-back rallies with 1 day left for campaigning for the fourth phase of Lok Sabha polls. Election Commission dismisses allegations by Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge on delay in release of voter turnout data. 12 Maoists killed in an encounter with security forces in Bijapur district of Chhattisgarh. Supreme Court grants interim bail to Delhi Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in excise policy case. Telecom Department directs service providers to block over 28,000 mobile handsets involved in cyber crimes. And in IPL cricket, match underway between Gujarat Titans and Chennai Super Kings at Ahmedabad. For details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and News on AIR app. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.